By now, you should already know the meaning of these terms from our previous lessons. The term wajib or obligatory has been used by scholars in different ways. We will show some examples here to learn and memorize their meaning. Wajib aini, individual, is an obligatory act that every individual Muslim must perform, such as salah, prayer. No one can do this duty for someone else while being alive. Wajib al-kifa'i, collective, means an obligation which is imposed on the Muslim community as a whole. And if it is fulfilled by one or more individuals, the rest of the community is no longer required to do that. For example, a dead Muslim must be buried in the proper Islamic way. This is a duty imposed on the Muslim community collectively. If some people do that, then others are not responsible. But if no one does that, then the entire community is answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other examples of wajib al-kifa'i is to take up some professions and careers. For example, if there are no doctors in a town or a city, and people are falling sick but there is no one to help them, or there are no Islamic scholars to research and inform people of what is halal and haram, then it is wajib al-kifa'i on all Muslims to take up the needed profession. But once some take up this responsibility, then it is no longer wajib on the rest. Wajib al-fawri. This is a wajib act that must be done immediately and without delay. For example, as soon as there is an earthquake or an eclipse, it is wajib on everyone present in that place to pray Salat al-Ayat without delay. Wajib al-takhyiri. This is a wajib duty where you have a choice. For example, the kafara, penalty, in the month of Ramadan, where if a person who has to pay a kafara for breaking a wajib fast intentionally has the choice of either feeding 60 poor people or fasting 60 days or freeing of a slave. So the penalty is wajib al-takhyiri. When you do one, the other is no longer wajib. Wajib al-muqaddami means some acts are not wajib in themselves, but become wajib because without them, you cannot fulfill another act that is wajib. For example, wudu is not wajib in itself, but to pray, you need to do wudu. So when it is time for salah, wudu becomes wajib. Wudu is therefore called wajib al-muqaddami. Wajib al-ta'abbudi is a wajib act that requires a niyyah of qurbatan illallah. For example, salah, sawm, hajj, and etc. Wajib al-tawassuli is a wajib act that does not require a niyyah of qurbatan illallah. For example, obedience to your parents, fulfilling promises, saving your life from danger, and etc. There are other types also mentioned by the scholars if one wants to inquire further.